we'd like to talk about what works in the African context. What you think, what works, and why you think these are like examples, successful examples.
Okay. Well, what works could be different from what is available.
Good point. Yeah.
Exactly. So, what is available is still the traditional method. But what we believe will work, or what we have tried and it is working, is actually the e-assessment is the best, is the way forward in the real sense. The e-assessment is the way forward. Now, what we are trying to do is to see that these students are exposed to online teaching, and when you teach them using digital equipment, or when you teach them, when you subject them to online teaching and you administer e-assessment, I think the two will go together. But when you have physical contact with them, only to disappear when it comes to assessment, you know, it's like you are just trying to ease the work on your side, and you've never participated in the real implementation of the digital approach. So, in National Open University, what we try to do is that we use different methods to impart knowledge on them. We use the synchronous and the asynchronous. When it comes to laboratory, also we use the synchronous and the asynchronous. All online, if it is laboratory practicals, we record the practicals, and then, you know, send it to them, send the video to our students, and they will sit down and watch and understand the practical by themselves. Then at the same time, practicals with them, where they will have the hands-on practicals. Now, by doing this, we have gradually, you know, introduced them to the use of digital. And when you subject them to the e-assessment, it will not be a new thing to them. But what we are saying, when you don't teach them using the internet, or when you don't teach them using the modern equipment, and you suddenly expose them to this equipment during assessment, tension will be there. You are not doing, you have not helped the students. So what will work is that we have to make sure that we either blend gradually, and eventually we can now, after we have fully developed and mastered the use of the equipment, or when we have the full technical knowledge of what we are using, then we can phase out the traditional method of assessment.
Yeah. So for